Episode 18, Issue Responses 2776 through 2943. Response 2776. Vatican II and the subsequent imposition of the Novus Ordo upon the Roman Catholic faithful. Response 2777. Pride, Mass, ES. Failure to keep churches open during height of COVID scare. Response 2778. Clapping for the choir after Mass. People instantly talking while exiting Mass, but still in the church. Response 2779. Newer churches allow socializing in the sanctuary, the sign of peace timing seems out of order, seems distracting, taking attention from Christ's presence on the altar, disturbs that special prep time for receiving the Holy Eucharist. I love the silence and solemnity of the traditional Mass of the ages. Response 2780. No using the paten. Response 2781. The suppression of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 2782. Some additional issues include the occasional failure to catechize catechists, resulting in frequently the teaching of the Eucharist as a mere symbol. Encouragement by figures of authority, i.e. one's parish priest or another important member of one's parish community, that all, Catholic and non-Catholic, should receive the Lord. Response 2783. 1. Most U.S. Catholics don't know the life of Christ well, don't believe Jesus is really God, just a good man, or a fighter for justice. Can't believe in real presence if one doesn't believe Jesus is God. 2. Lack of consistently beautiful, reverent liturgies. Celebrants' behavior should preach a sermon that he is holding God in his hands. 3. Latin, beautiful sacred music and vestments, incense, rituals, altar rails, ad orientem, should all remind us we enter an exalted place when we approach Christ on the altar. It should feel different from everyday life. 4. Catechesis, catechesis, catechesis on all the sacraments. 5. Mass, attire T, dress up, at least for Sunday Mass. 7. Cultivate Eucharistic ardor with parish liturgies, weekly benediction, adoration hours, doctrine classes for adults on the Eucharist. Response 2784. Lack of real teaching of our faith to our children, at home and especially in our Catholic schools. Our Catholic schools have compromised our faith far too long just to bring students into our schools. We need to get back to teaching our kids how to pray and worship, quit all the UDL and other pedagogy and just get back to our faith. Our Catholic schools are so lost right now. I am a teacher in a Catholic high school, for the past 27 years. We are losing our children because we are becoming too un-Catholic in our schools. Response 2785. Receiving communion in the hand. In general, once most parishioners receive communion in the hands, including children, it can become the norm, like just going through the motions, and that sense of Christ's presence goes away. It used to be even in the English Mass that only the priest could touch the Eucharist with their thumb and index finger and receiving on the tongue. So you knew the Eucharist was special and sacred. The altar boys held the paten under each person receiving on tongue in the English Mass as well, which also reflected the real presence. These items did carry over post-Vatican II into the English Mass, until eventually they changed everything. Finally, the priests don't talk enough to parishioners, including children/teens at Mass, during their homily about the real presence of Christ in Eucharist in a simple way they all can understand, and use scripture to show it's not a symbol. In summary, you take tabernacle from center of church, then folks don't see the need to genuflect out of reverence, you give communion in hand, you don't need to kneel to receive, the priests don't talk enough about the Eucharist, Eucharistic ministers can give out communion, then the scandals in church. It's no wonder why parishioners, especially teens, lose faith in real presence. Response 2786. Laity participation in prayers of a Mass, dialogue Mass, laity reciting Our Father, sign of peace to each other. Response 2787. In the novice ordo, priests put on a comedy show during the homily. Some priests tell jokes. Applauding during the holy sacrifice and clergy holding loud conversations inside the church. Response 2788. The liturgy of the Freemasons implemented in Second Vatican Council, Freemasons within the clergy and the novice ordo mass. The lack of reverence and the gutting of essentials found in the traditional Latin rite have been paramount in creating the crisis we see today. Response 2789. Abandoning tradition and conflicting messaging, at times heretical in homilies, the relaxed attitude towards homosexuality and proper understanding of what a marriage is has led to an attitude that identifies in Catholic by name but picks and chooses what to follow. Mercy is being truthful to the flock. Poor understanding through poor teaching from the church has led many out of the church and eventually broken families. Response 2790. Proper catechesis of the laity, explain how Vatican II has poisoned the church. Response 2791. Bishops ignoring/abandoning the traditions of the church in favor of modernism. Response 2792. Lack of encouragement to remember that the Eucharist is essential food for our souls. Response 2793. Evangelization leading to personal conversion to a person, Jesus. Too much sacramentalization, not enough conversion. Response 2794. Closing of churches during COVID, priests promoting vaccines, prohibiting Holy Communion on the tongue, women discouraged to veil. Response 2795. Catechesis for adults. Holiness of sanctuary, reverence. Response 2796. Adherence to the false Vatican II Council reforms. Response 2797. Not speaking about sin from the pulpit. Response 2798. I don't know. But this is one survey. We are made of dust, so there is a very good chance that this survey is not perfect. Response 2799. Casual/only cultural Catholicism, with all, but especially teenagers. Response 2800. Lack of acknowledgement of the Blessed Sacrament and the tabernacle door is open. Lay people's lack of proper respectful attire. Response 2801. Apologetic taught to youth. Teen mass, DS, and such, making it seem like a party. It's easy to forget about a party. Response 2802. The way mass is celebrated, irreverence everywhere, women pretending to be clerics et. Response 2803. The spirit of Vatican II and the abandonment of tradition, which is necessary to hold true to the faith established in the new covenant of Jesus Christ and His Church. Response 2804. Priests/bishops refusing common to those who kneel. Response 2805. Compliance with COVID shutdowns. Response 2806. The importance of respect and silence when the Holy Eucharist is present or during benediction. Modesty in dress when entering the church for men and women. Response 2807. Confused or mislead leaders who follow the Pope or similar misleading leaders. How can they consecrate the host if they follow the Pope who himself does not follow the word? It is mockery. Response 2808. 1. The belief, taught by practice, that unity in the church can be based on anything but the recognition of the sacrifice of Christ's life on the cross to reconcile us with the Father. 2. The idea, taught by practice, that spending time in silent contemplation has no real place in the worship of God. 3. The idea, taught by practice, that God is made in our image and likeness rather than we being made in God's image and likeness. 4. The idea that one's actions have no meaning because they cannot affect out immortal life. Response 2809. Lack of emphasis on this in catechism for the children and for us growing up. Never knew anything about adoration till my late 40s. Response 2810. Failure of priests to bear personal witness to their own faith in the real presence and what that means in a world that has lost the sense of the sacred. The practice of constantly rotating parish priests from parish to parish, preventing them from forming lasting formative relationships in their parish and community. This prevents the priest from being the most effective witness to the truth, and reduces vocations, which negatively affects the ability to even offer the sacrifice of the Mass regularly in rural areas where priests are ever more scarce. Failure of parents to bear the same witness to their kids. Failure of the church at large not guarding itself against the lies of consumerism, which blind man to the need for the sacred and emphasize instead comfort and pleasure as the highest goods. Failure of the church to emphasize its traditional teaching of the farm as the native habitat of the family, where children are surrounded by the things of nature and have a greater sense of the transcendent, and of the images Christ used to describe the kingdom of God in parables. Response 2811. Priests who use their homilies as stand-up comedy routines. Clerical abuse that is covered up by these higher-up, papal condemnations of more traditional liturgies, lack of opportunities for sacrament of confession. Response 2812. I am a queer person. There is no place for me in traditional Catholicism unless I repent for something that is an important part of me. Beyond that, my beliefs have shifted to the point that I can't recite the Niceby Creed without lying. I do not believe in God as a conscious entity, and if I did, I definitely would not believe he is a man and the Catholic Church is his true church. I have studied history and other religious beliefs. I know the harm the Catholic Church has done and continues to do in the name of evangelism. I also know that the Roman Catholic Church came out of the Roman Empire, the oppressor that Jesus was killed under. How can that be the true church if God? Response 2813. 1. One religion is as good as the next. 2. Acceptance of sin. 3. Catholics not going to confession. I haven't committed any sins. 4. Parents not caring about themselves, and therefore their children not going to Mass. Improperly trained religious education teachers. Response 2814. Poor leadership of most bishops to publicly proclaim the doctrine of authentic, orthodox Catholic belief. Most clergy, including bishops and cardinals, have conformed to the ways of the world and fail to uphold the way. If they do not believe in the supernatural, how will their flock? Response 2815. Failure to appropriately educate our youth in the basic tenets of Catholic faith. The closing of Catholic churches and schools to save money while excess wealth is abused elsewhere in the church. Response 2816. Priests that are worldly, that are allowed to accumulate wealth. Live better than a lot of their parishioners. They think this is a job and not a vocation. They think they work too hard. And the most important, that they are allowed to retire. Response 2817. Real-world discussion in the homily that addresses current events and issues facing people today in real time. Response 2818. Making the TLM available in every diocese. Response 2819. 1. Development of effective programs to promote holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life. 2. De-emphasis of and destructive actions towards cloistered orders. 3. Devotion to the Rosary. Response 2820. The need for confession on a regular basis and the availability of confessions throughout the week. To preach more on the necessity of being in a state of grace before receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. Response 2821. The Church has left its people on life support for decades in decline of the ability to invoke the Holy Spirit through its priests to relate and make alive the Gospel of Jesus. Have the new to remain conceited that Mass is not to entertain, of course, it is not entertainment, but the people that show up are coming to be fed and they are exiting the Mass starving. When I have the opportunity like last week to bring my grown child to Mass, there is a priest that not only can he not speak to be understand a word that he reads or recites, he fails to speak with insight and passion to tells us about the gospel. Reads face down something written by someone, the gospel is read. The homily is to bring it to life to the people today. I have very Christian children but no longer very Catholic. Response 2822. This whole effort should have started with a revival of the sacrament of confession. Response 2823. There is a lack of clear direction on posture during the Our Father. Why do so many hold hands or raise them? This seems very Protestant to me, and a distraction from prayer. Much of the novice ordo seems designed to distract you and takes the focus off of worship. This version of the Mass was influenced by Bugnini, a Mason. Response 2824. A Pope that go against the true meaning of God's Word. In order to implement his own agenda. Priests that give the Holy Eucharist the proper emphasis during Mass. Priests from other countries that can barely speak English. Holy Eucharist minced. Treating the altar as a runway. Response 2825. Lack of call to repentance, conversion. Lack of emphasis on being in and staying in a state of grace. Lack of emphasis on sacramental confession and opportunity to make a confession. Response 2826. Lack of focus on the need for confession before receiving the Eucharist. This Eucharistic revival should really have started with a revival of confession. Response 2827. It feels like we treat Jesus in the Eucharist too much like a participation trophy. However, that goes along with not emphasizing the miracle that always takes place. Also, I think it hurts that the Church teaches that we only need to receive 1 to 2 times a year. We should emphasize that we need to receive Jesus daily, but some can't, so weekly minimum. Response 2828. The example of the clergy reverencing the Eucharist. Response 2829. Abysmal lack of scripture study, all ages, as a high priority. This includes prophetic books' relevance to current events and warnings they give us about need to be strong, know what we believe, and relevance to current events. Great failure. Also, depressing women's role so they don't get too close to the men's club and know the corruption. Better to keep the secrets and hold on to power. There's a lack of respect for corrupt clergy at highest levels/Rome. Response 2830. The presence of spineless bishops. Too many not speaking out against the smoke of Satan that has obviously entered the Church since Vatican II. Pope Francis' lack of clear communication and promotion of clergy with questionable and for some, proven evidence of their lack of true communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of whom border on heretical behavior. Response 2831. Casual dress for Mass, flip-flops, shorts, sports jerseys, etc. Response 2832. Decades of terrible catechesis and Catholic education. Failure to encourage people to work on their personal relationship with God and faith. Response 2833. Failure to punishes and censure those who dissent from Church teaching on the Eucharist. Response 2834. Lack of formation at the seminaries. Response 2835. Using Freemasonic liturgical renovations in our sacraments since the 1950s. Give us back our ancient Catholic sacraments before the takeover of the enemy within. All of them. Restore our Church. Response 2836. Homilies with jokes and bad humor. I've heard a priest tell blonde jokes. Frequent confession is a major part of understanding or even opening the heart to begin understanding the Eucharist. I know so many older parishioners at my church that refuse to go to confession and believe they can just tell God they are sorry. They all still go to receive communion. Even after I've explained basically Jesus' teaching on it. I'm an admin at our parish and so many people share their unbelief of things with me. This national Eucharistic revival is lacking in the importance of confession, and that lack has filtered down to our parishes. How can I understand the presence if I am in the state of mortal sin? Missing Mass does not seem to be a mortal sin to people anymore. Response 2837. Failure to properly prepare those receiving First Holy Communion. It seems they have no idea of who they are receiving. I have personally seen the disrespect of receiving by young children. Response 2838. Need more emphasis on the Mass being a sacrifice. I'm sure our Blessed Mother and Saint John weren't snacking on chips at the foot of the cross. Tired of hearing the meal on the altar. Response 2839. The laity hardly ever see a priest pray, especially reverently, outside of a Mass. Response 2840. Casual and unsuitable modesty in attire when attending Mass. Shows lack of reverence and humility in the presence of our Blessed Lord. It should be mandatory for men, women, and children to wear appropriate attire. Even Our Lady mentioned her distaste for lack of modesty in dress. Response 2841. Immodest and casual clothing and bright nail polish worn by women who run up to altar so they can distribute the sacred Eucharist. Also, the refusal of many to place the body of our Lord on the tongue of the recipient. Some priests refuse too. Overall lack of reverence. People receiving in the hand and not consuming. I have helped retrieve Jesus in Sacred Host on 4 occasions. I consumed him because I thought it was proper. Perhaps the priests can announce what the proper way is if someone is in the position. To return Jesus to the priest? I be noticed if a priest is reverent in the church, genuflecting, not chatting it up, bellowing with laughter, calling attention to himself. The people notice and have more reverence in church. Also not enough options in parish schedule to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Some parishes have 45 minutes a week. Others offer daily after Mass. Response 2842. Lack of proper teaching / lack of unity / obedience, ecumenism, letting in false gods, lack of discipline, materialism, media / worldly desires / distractions over piety / duties, lack of good leaders. Response 2843. 1. No emphasis on confession, must make it more available. 2. Parish's bureaucratic response to everything. Including holding the sacraments hostage, like going through red tape to get a baptism, very bad. 3. School and education is also a serious issue, the solution of which is counterintuitive. We need less religion classes, but theology must be incorporated more holistically in all subjects. The idea is to show that theology and the church belongs at the table with literature, science, philosophy, etc. We need more of a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down approach. Response 2844. In addition to the practice of the attending Mass and worship on Sundays, offer to the laity opportunities for elementary and advanced education and Bible study, e.g., ongoing teaching and promoting of Catholic catechism via online and community-based religious instruction courses, more instructive essays in church bulletins, references to speakers/educators who can effectively explain the Eucharistic mysteries and the interpretation of Jesus' teachings, mission, and supernatural essence. In biblical context. Response 2845. Lack of reverence in format of the Novus Ordo liturgy. Particularly the changing shortening and omission of certain prayers, in particular the offertory. Not encouraging and requiring modest Sunday best for the Mass, and lack of catechizing the faithful on what the Eucharist truly is. Response 2846. Lack of leadership by Pope Francis. Lack of conviction by bishops and priests. Response 2847. Needing to dress reverently and truly in your Sunday best when attending Mass, specifically on Sundays and holy days of obligation out of reverence for the sacrifice of the Mass. Response 2848. priests never talk about sin in homilies. Response 2849. The many scandals of the Pope Francis pontificate, the widespread modernist heresy that has taken over the Church over the past 60 years, i.e., creation of a new 2.0 Catholicism that is anthropocentric, persecution of faithful Catholics from within the Church, the pervasive influence of homosexuality in the clergy, and most of all, the systematic desacralization of the Church in worship, devotional life, physically in our churches, catechesis, seminary training, etc. And synodality, which is a fraud and a con job. Response 2850. Return to the traditional Latin Mass and sacraments, make priests accountable for their own actions instead of parishioners paying for them and closing churches. Response 2851. Catholic school religion/theology classes as well as catechism classes and confirmation preparations don't go over this in detail. Response 2852. Reminding the faithful of to present themselves to Christ the King in modest, respectful, and appropriate attire. Response 2853. Obtaining God's grace through the beautiful gift of the sacrament of reconciliation on a regular basis to be fully prepared, therefore allowing to be immersed in the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. Response 2854. Lack of good religious education for our children, it's become more of a social hour than teaching the tenets of the faith. Traditional Latin Mass, not available in my area. Response 2855. Church's involvement in politics and anti-gay condemnation. Response 2856. Communion in the hand versus tongue. Response 2857. Priests not bowing before the tabernacle, priests having a lazy attitude toward the sacraments, 1 hour long confession time when the line clearly calls for longer times, priests expected to run all clerical duties in the office while being an effective spiritual leader. Response 2858. The lack of courage/sacrifice on behalf of the priest to speak up and defend these truths and traditions/apostolic. Response 2859. Breakdown of family and especially example of father, absentee fathers, as a believing and practicing Christian devoted to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Manifest and conspicuous public weakness of bishops and clergy in witnessing to our Lord in His Holy Catholic Church truly present in the Holy Eucharist. Response 2860. Women deacons will not attend a Mass where women deacons are permitted in any way or form. Response 2861. Priests and leaders need to emphasize the importance of respectful reception of Holy Communion, such as dressing appropriately, strictly observing the fast, not chewing gum in church. And I feel something simple but impactful is to always refer to Holy Communion, not just Communion. Response 2862. Related to item number 7 under number 3 clergy, failure to remind Catholics that Jesus's body, blood, soul, and divinity are present in the host and wine after the consecration. Perhaps such phrasing should be more explicitly added to the liturgy. I do not know how much more explicit than "this is my body" and "this is my blood" the Church can be, but these words by themselves are not convincing a whole lot of nominal Catholics. Response 2863. The lack of understanding keeps Catholics from experiencing the joy and depth of faith that would result in sharing their faith. Response 2864. Bishops who have not publicly refused communion to politicians that are pro-death, and punishing priests who do their duty and refuse to let said politicians commit sacrilege. Also emphasizing the four last things and that the harsher messages are for the salvation of their souls. Response 2865. Catechesis of young Catholics and red tape surrounding the sacraments including communion. I believe the long requirements for communion negatively impact children's joy over anticipating the reception. This leaves a lasting mark on people's attitudes towards what should be our greatest source of joy and hope in this life. Response 2866. Correct dress at the Holy Mass. Response 2867. More teaching on the Bible, God's Word. Response 2868. The faithful, Catholic laity, who truly believe in the true presence of the Eucharist, are discriminating and dehumanizing those who don't follow the rules of the Catholic faith. These actions drive good people, strong people, and worst of all, people in pain who are struggling with the mere idea of their own identity, further away from the Catholic Church. These actions prevent people from seeking the answers they need, and instead of giving these poor souls hope and comfort, the faithful, Catholic laity shows them disdain, disgust, and harsh criticism for actions that they don't even know are wrong. Response 2869. There are some priests who don't believe in real presence themselves. Response 2870. Failure to support and encourage consecrated virgins, brides of Christ, as a part of Catholic community life. Response 2871. I can't respond to questions about how others feel about some of the issues. There needs to be more options as to how to properly answer a few of the questions. Response 2872. A heretic pope and heretical magisterium. Response 2873. Failure of clergy to speak the dogma of Council of Trent, outside the church there is no salvation. Response 2874. The NO Mass dilutes the sacrifice with lack of reverence for the Eucharist. Clergy often neglect their duty to educate the faithful for fear of not being liked. Traditional Latin Mass ES attract faithful of all ages, especially young adults who seek truth, tradition, reverence. Pope Paul VI is to blame for inviting input from six Protestant ministers in shaping the new Mass. Where were the cardinals and bishops to stop this disgrace? Protestants do not request Catholic input in their services. Duh. Response 2875. This was probably covered under one of the categories, but the disrespectful way people dress for Mass. The worst part is the priests and bishops say nothing. Response 2876. The faithful need proper and continuous catechesis on the real presence. Tabernacles must be brought back to the center of the altar and beautified. Priests must set the standard for the reverence, which the laity are expected to show. Response 2877. Inappropriate/casual attire and attitudes within a church. Aspects of the Mass that take the focus away from Christ and the Eucharist, announcements in Mass, presence of screens and projectors during the Mass, etc. New trend of not kneeling during the concentration. Response 2878. The TLM is more than the Mass in Latin. I feel as though I have been robbed of faith until I found the remaining Latin Mass within 300 miles. Response 2879. People being sacramentalized but not properly catechized. Not fully understanding what Mass is fully about, therefore not believing in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 2880. The Pope has let the U.S. laity receive communion in too many ways that the real presence has been whitewashed. Also with a troop of extraordinary ministers handling God in this species, how can anyone believe and be reverent? Response 2881. We allow other denominations, not the true church founded by Jesus, to frame our faith. We need to be full of zeal preaching the truth. Response 2882. You mentioned faith versus science, which is important, but there's also symbolism versus realism, which Protestants' overuse and Cartesian dualism amplifies. Catechesis on the body/soul composite is sorely lacking, making most laity presume they're really matter but only symbolically spiritual. It's hard to believe in transubstantiation while stuck under that worldview. Response 2883. The Church's current war on the Latin Mass, while still not condemning the Eucharist of the Latin Mass as invalid, tells me that the church leadership is in disobedience of the command, "Do not call unclean what God has called clean," and has disordered priorities from the top. One or two James Martins can be overlooked, when the chair of Peter is in living violation of a command given directly to Peter and, in so doing, isolates a growing category of faithful Catholics, we have an issue. Response 2884. Immodest dress. Response 2885. The impact of the LGBTQ movement throughout the church regarding our acceptance of it in some churches. Response 2886. Ongoing and extensive education on the Eucharist, including catechism and specific church teachings geared to increasing knowledge and devotion. Do not water it down. Response 2887. Improper and immodest attire. Response 2888. Infrequent use of chapel veils, and general lax dress code standards in church, improper catechesis on when to genuflect, to the tabernacle or monstrance, and when to bow, to the altar. Response 2889. Replacing the genuflection with a bow when passing the tabernacle shows disrespect for the real presence. Response 2890. Teachings regarding the way we must dress for a Mass, and for going to church, and the way we must behave at church. Response 2891. How the majority of folks at Mass receive the Eucharist in light of the lack of importance placed on going to confession. Folks talking after they receive the Eucharist and folks chewing the host. We were taught that is dissolves naturally in our mouths. Response 2892. Too many parents do not personally know Jesus. That means they are incapable of nurturing this beautiful way of living to their children. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, the Eucharist means nothing. Your faith is dead. However, if you have faith, it's everything. I believe Jesus instituted this sacrament with apostles at the Last Supper. I believe the Catholic Church is First Church and the true church. I trust the teachings of our church to be true. People do not believe the truth. It's their truth. We are all sinners and many mistakes have been made by our clergy. However, the Holy Spirit has preserved the faith and moral teachings. I know this in my heart. I pray that others would know and love the Catholic faith. It's the fullness of truth, goodness, and beauty. This sacramental life is a blessing. Response 2893. Education for the laity as to why receiving while not in a state of grace is dangerous and harmful to the individual. Response 2894. Not offering confession before Mass. Also, that it was okay to skip Mass during lockdown. Response 2895. Although it was already mentioned here, communion in the hand has been a catastrophe. It goes against all tradition. We were gaslit on the changes made in 1969 and told that these things were more authentic because they were taking place in the very early church. This was frequently just plain not true, and it was a logical step that was already condemned by Pope Pius XII, that is to say, ancient practices, especially those which were quickly replaced by centuries of tradition, are not necessarily more authentic. Response 2896. Eucharistic revivals should happen all the time. Creating a space for real presence encounters with our youth now in parish and diocesan settings is necessary for the next generation to carry our Eucharistic faith. Strengthening our domestic church is also a great way to create a unity in families' Eucharistic faith. Eucharistic faith formation should begin from young couples coming in for their children's baptism. Response 2897. 1. My childhood hippie Mass DS with barefoot liturgical dancers at W. Lafayette, Indiana, St. Thomas. I am so surprised I stayed in the church, out of sheer habit only. 2. J.P.I. making McCarrick a cardinal. 3. J.P.I. and the scandal of Assisi. 4. Benedict and the scandal of Assisi. 5. Sex cover-ups still happening, even at the Vatican. 6. Confession not offered before Mass. 7. Communion rails being torn out at used for making furniture in recent years, St. John the Evangelist downtown. 8. Young devout Catholics being told to stop kneeling for communion, St. John the Evangelist downtown. 9. Being yelled at by 70 to 80 year old priests for confessing my interior problems with Francis. 10. Never being taught there was such a thing as an act of contrition. Never even heard of it until I was in my 30s, a cradle Catholic. I truly felt like my life had been a lie and that I was actually raised in the church to be a Protestant. 11. Realizing in my 50s after seeing a full NO Mass and a full Latin Mass written side by side, W English translation, that there were huge differences and realizing that every single year helping WRCIA at St. John's downtown that we were actually lying to prospective Catholics when they were taught that the Mass is the same over the thousands of years and Jesus would recognize it, but never showing them side-by-side comparisons that proved otherwise. 12. Allowing cohabitating couples to get married in the church. 13. Never hearing the truth about contraception from the only entity that could combat it, falling into sin because of it, and watching family leave the church because of it. 14. Catholic schools accepting government money and teaching secular lies. 15. Face-to-face confession taught since I was 4 years old, they allowed me to have First Communion at 4. There is zero sense of God being involved when it's just the priest's face. Just like facing the congregation at Mass, priest becomes the focus, not God. As a child, I didn't even understand why I would ever confess at all to a stranger, the priest. 16. No holy days, no teaching of indulgences, history being erased. 17. The hard readings being replaced in Mass with the soft readings for the novice ordo. 18. Holy Eucharist being handed along to others for Mass ES at St. Peter's in Rome. 19. Colts vestments, seriously Indianapolis Colts vestments on Big Game Day at Holy Spirit at Geist. 20. The worst ever training for confirmation is still happening. Let's tie-dye a t-shirt, let's have teen time in the lounge with a cozy couch, let's use the especially poor catechism for adults, red book. 21. The USCCB spending millions of our dollars for very expensive to attend Eucharistic Congress, when a free edict to kneel at communion would do more to change hearts. 22. Knowing I could be refused communion if I kneel at a novice ordo Mass, I do it anyway, but because the priests have dropped the ball in teaching, I feel like the maverick, pathetic. 23. The hippie nuns who like to hide in public wearing street clothes and sing songs and offer anti-Catholic retreats of Teyi's prayer and centering prayer and labyrinth prayer. 24. The charismatic movement that lured so many of my friends into crazy babbling anti-Catholic teaching. 25. No catechesis teaching the real presence, didn't hear it until I was in my 30s. I'm a cradle Catholic. 26. Thinking Latin Mass is almost not Catholic since it was so foreign. No church Latin is taught in chew tripping all riches. 27. Stripping all religious art from churches. 28. Long line of Indiana bishops who never teach church history. 29. RCIA is laughable in many parishes. If Rome wanted to teach the real faith, there would be a standard to follow everywhere. 30. Just like studying church fathers and church history brings people into the church, the same studying leads one to discover the truth of the Latin Mass. 31. People constantly defending Vatican II, open your eyes. The fruit is rotten, the church has been gutted. 32. Francis being the obvious choice of the Great Reset Pope, Novus Ordo, New Order, New World Order. 33. The shepherds cannot be trusted. In the confessional, would it be wrong for me to demand to know if my confessor is homosexual before I confess? 34. Never hearing a rosary prayed until I was in my mid-30s at a grandparent's funeral. What in the world are they saying? The real presence is Christ Himself. Every detail impacts the belief in the real presence. Every scandal impacts the belief in the real presence. My goodness, I could go on and on. 58 years of being misled and having to scratch and claw my way toward truth alone. It's a crime and it's being perpetrated on us by the church herself. Determining safe sources and sheep from wolves is a real challenge. Response 2898. People receiving and leaving church, not returning to pew or staying to end of a mass. Response 2899. Understanding the continuity of sacrifice from Adam through Jewish people to present day in the Eucharist. Response 2900. Communion railing so we can receive kneeling. Response 2901. Scandalous clergy not professing the truth of Jesus by their actions and speech. Response 2902. No counter comments when secular media gives their spin on miracles. Response 2903. Lack of ongoing teaching on the Eucharistic. Closing of so many churches. By the way, many of our priests come from these small churches where families are larger and closer. Response 2904. I think it would be helpful for the clergy, before communion, to remind the laity of the real presence of the Lord, to remind them of His desire to be present with them, like a father with his child. I think reminding the laity to use the time after communion to pray and thank the Lord, and to have a real interaction with Him would be helpful. Response 2905. The word sin is never mentioned, nor is the word mortal. Talking in church is similar to a basketball game. The subject of abortion has not been mentioned in at least 2 years. Response 2906. I teach confirmation and the most important factor I know is personal joy and lack of being judgmental. The teachings and citations in Scripture are there to support this most sublime gift we could ever receive on earth. Materialism, preoccupation with politics, and selfishness obscures the truth. Joy and compassion, humility and reverence reveal the truth of Jesus in the Blessed Sacra. Ent. When Carlos Acutis, blessed, is canonized, there should be a huge celebration of his posters proclaiming the various Eucharistic miracles. What a beautiful time to celebrate this greatest gift. Response 2907. In regards to acknowledging the Ten Commandments and why they must be kept. If we honor them, we will honor the one who gave them to us. It is not a matter of picking or choosing what fits our lifestyle. Response 2908. Lack of quality formation about real presence for laity at all ages and continuing in homilies. Response 2909. Discouragement and prohibition of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 2910. Failure to teach and insist on the rules to stay in union with Rome. Response 2911. Regular re-emphasis on the real presence and the creed in homilies. Response 2912. When Vatican II transformed the liturgy to make it more accessible to the faithful, in that it would be in their own language, formation was needed to go alongside this new liturgical experience, as Sacrosanctum Concilium, number 11 says, in order that the liturgy may be able to produce its full effects, it is necessary that the faithful come to it with proper dispositions, that their minds should be attuned to their voices. There was an entire generation of lay Catholics who were raised and formed by the Latin liturgy. They were unequipped to form and education their children on an English liturgy, so that their children might have their minds attuned to their voices. So many Catholics of the generations that have followed have become habituated to going through the motions of the Mass, unaware of the God who waits for them on the altar, and wants a relationship with them, unaware of the meaning of the words He is saying to them in the priest, and the words they are reciting back. Catechesis, by the priests, by the sacramental prep teachers, by the bishops and pope, and by parents, is crucial for opening the faithful's eyes to the presence of Christ and the grace available through relationship with Him in the Eucharist. Response 2913. Failure to respect the tabernacle when present on the altar, including the priest. All when passing the tabernacle show no sign of respect or humility. No bow of the head, no bent of the knee, not even crossing oneself. If I was passing past you to get to another place, I would apologize as I did so out of curiosity or general respect. Or the covering one's head, woman. Response 2914. Loss of the tradition of the laity and altar boys to kiss the sacred hand of a priest. Response 2915. Lack of teaching the faith. Formal religious education is inadequate and parents who are not well catechized cannot pass down the faith. Response 2916. Support of families remaining intact, staying together. Divorce is passed too easily with annulments. We need to support unity and healing in broken families. Jesus was born into a family. Self-sacrifice and self-control needs to be encouraged. Response 2917. Receiving the Eucharist on the tongue must be emphasized. Response 2918. Failure to connect the real presence to the scripture regarding it. Response 2919. Failure to catechize children in the truth. Response 2920. Sermons by the priests should bring positive ideas to the laity. Too much emphasis is placed on the negativity happening in the world, not offering hope and a faith. We need to reach out to God to strengthen us through our challenges. Please offer us the love, Jesus. Response 2921. Families are not catechizing their children and going to Sunday Mass. Response 2922. Weakness and lack of zeal in both the common man and priests, lack of focus on spiritual warfare as well. Response 2923. The lack of setting rules at the onset of a Mass, such as cell phone use and volume, arriving late and leaving early. Also praying the rosary prior to Mass is, I believe, so important. Similarly saying the Michael, the Archangel prayer following Mass. Finally, there is a huge lack of confession times offered prior to Mass and throughout the week. That right there is one of the biggest issues in both the traditional and novice Ordo Mass, although I will give a NO close to me some credit, and that is that they offer confession quite often throughout the week and weekend. Regrettably, their Mass is not holy or reverent and watered down, but their confession times are excellent. Response 2924. Failure of U.S. bishops to call out politicians who openly promote abortion, homosexuality, gender change surgery for children, drag shows for children, and to openly address pedophilia in the church. No wonder so many have left. Also, failure to admit that Catholic organizations are assisting in the invasion of illegals in the U.S. Most of my Catholic friends no longer attend. Nor do my family members who were raised in Catholic schools. Response 2925. How they allow people to dress immodest to receive or hand out the Blessed Sacrament. Response 2926. Failure to ask for modesty at Holy Mass. Failure to offer TLM. Response 2927. There must be a greater emphasis on restoring the family unit and reminding parents to actively explain the faith. Too many parents leave it completely up to the church. Response 2928. Lack of reverence to the Holy Sacrament of the altar, and to educate people coming to church with a more respected attire. Response 2929. Encouragement of a much longer prayer time at church after receiving communion, also encouragement of laity to receive communion much more frequently than just on Sundays. Response 2930. Lack of proper catechesis. The faithful are completely ignorant of their faith because formation has been a failure for decades. Response 2931. The closing of churches during COVID. It also seems that external signs of reverence during communion, such as kneeling or receiving on the tongue or from a priest or deacon, are frowned upon. Response 2932. Not only the lack of catechesis in Catholic schools, but also the attitude of authority figures within many Catholic schools toward the Church undermines the faith of children in some ways even more so than public school can. When authority figures within the schools treat Catholicism as an eye-roll-worthy chore, it makes children think that not even the people in charge believe it. Bishops need to implement stricter standards for who is employed at Catholic schools as well as the rigor of the theology curriculum. Kids are capable of much more than they are currently being asked to do. Response 2933. Bowing instead of genuflecting during Mass. Response 2934. Allowing deacons to do everything after communion is served as far as cleaning the chalice. Response 2935. There is a great lack of proper philosophical and theological formation of priests to truly understand the fullness of church teaching, which results in their failure to properly pass church teaching on to the faithful. There is also a lack of correction of these errors by the bishops. This trickles down to the laity and results in far worse problems than just the ignorance of the individual priest. It has implications in the moral life of the faithful and can quite easily cause them to carelessly fall into unrepentant mortal sin, as I have seen in the lives of many people I know personally. People in these situations seem to be in a frightening majority in our modern Western culture. Response 2936. I think it's important to teach people that if they don't believe, they should ask the Holy Spirit to open their hearts to accept the gift of belief. And I think having more homilies focused on the trueness of the presence of our Lord in the Eucharist is needed, explaining that it is really hard to understand and that it is a mystery not to be understood but to be accepting of as truth, but only via a gift from the Holy Spirit. This is deep, but I've been reading and meditating on a book called The Secret of Mary, St. Louis, Delaware. Montfort from America needs Fatima, and it has transformed me to have a deeper level of love and awe of the Holy Eucharist. Perhaps some things in that little book can help. I'm really trying to think here. My husband does not believe, and I've been praying for many, many years that the Lord will bless him with the faith of the true presence of our Lord. And I'm trying to figure out what would touch him. I've come to the conclusion that it has to come from the Holy Spirit in his time. Response 2937. 1. Acceptance of it as a mystery of our faith. Once it's understood, it's a mystery and requires faith. Those that debate it versus science have little to stand on. 2. In this day and age of electronic communications and social media, I think it's imperative that our youth and others who use such media to have access to age-appropriate and understandable, non-esoteric, explanations of the Eucharist and transubstantiation and how integral it is to our faith journey and salvation. Thank you for your survey. Response 2938. You touched on it in 4. Regarding the clergy, being in a state of grace before receiving the Eucharist. Regular/frequent catechesis from priests and bishops on availing oneself to the sacraments, such as frequent confession after regular examinations of conscience, behind a screen as opposed to, in person, face to face with the priest. Response 2939. Standing for Christ in the public square, especially having to do with sinful and perverse relationships, and not discipline those, within the church, that condone it. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my heavenly Father. That doesn't mean we bash, but it does mean we speak the truth, always and everywhere. If we do not stand for and with Christ, then who will believe the rest? Response 2940. Poor catechesis and lack of support for families bringing young children to church as well as in the formation of their homes as domestic churches. Response 2941. The time for receiving the Eucharist goes really quickly. It takes about 5 minutes in my parish to provide communion to the entire church. Before I converted to Catholicism, the Oriental Orthodox denomination I belong to would have altar rails and no EMs, so communion would take about 15 minutes. I love these things, and I think they really do help with reverence. But I think the most important factor is that we have too little time to savor the mystery of the Eucharist. We just rush through it, and it almost feels like we need to get through it to get back to the prayer parts when the priest says stuff rather than being an opportunity for divine intimacy. when it takes me more time to fill out this survey than for an entire parish to receive communion, I fear we are doing something wrong. Response 2942. It ties in with reception on the hand and removal of communion rails, but to put it in a direct way would be the lack of reception of Holy Communion while kneeling, which affects the humility and reverence in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Response 2943. In general, our Pope and his closest advisors are a turnoff and are driving faithful Catholics away from the Church. Most Catholics I know do not like or trust this Pope and him to resign. His excommunication of Vigano is very upsetting.